Hello, everybody, and this is another edition of The Best, The Worst, The Obscure. And this is coming to you from San Francisco. Yes. We got here today and went to the Sony store a little bit after we got here. And after we ate at a great pizza place, Amici's. Really good. But Sony store, really disappointing. I don't recommend it. They didn't really have any new things. So now I'm going to turn it over and welcome my brother, Michael. Hi.
Hello.
And first of all, well, we have a couple things that we want to talk about. First, we're going to talk about the Pebble. It's a phone from Motorola. Really nice, great style. I would say
it looks really nice. It's really small. It's hard to open because you have to slide it down and push it up.
It's pretty much a razor, but a different shape. If you want to check it out, just go to Google and search Motorola Pebble, or just go to Motorola's website. Really sleek, the front interface, really cool with the time.
Yeah.
You can change that to analog. Looks really good. Sadly, the model that I had, it was from Europe, and I live in America, and it had to be unlocked for singular, so it lost some of the functionalities, like going on the internet and all of those things.
Yeah, it's actually a T-Mobile phone, but we got it unlocked for singular, so it doesn't have the web browser or anything on the internet.
This one's from Europe.
Yeah.
But right now it's out for T-Mobile in the USA. So really what we wanted to talk about was the Xbox 360 and its release, and was it good?
I don't think it was a good release because there was a huge shortage of it because of all the hype about it. And it was also a worldwide release, so they didn't make enough.
I mean, Microsoft, their Xbox, that was really cool. I know, you know, I really wanted one. And this one, I really, really wanted one. The hype was so much that, like, everybody had to have one. And for months there, people were lining up at Best Buys everywhere. Now, something that I've been hearing for a while from a lot of people is about the Halo 3 launch could be in the same week as the PS3 launch, which could be, you know, it could kill their sales because if it's at the same time, people aren't going to want to buy both most likely. So what would you rather? I mean, would you rather the Blu-ray player, which, you know, great, you know, you want Blu-ray, great. But, I mean, the price is an issue, and then, you know, Halo 3 is going to be good if you have a Xbox 360, obviously, and then, you know.
I think that the Halo 3 is going to sell better because I've heard that the PS3 is going to sell for up to $900. We've heard anywhere from $400 to $900, so.
I mean, if you think about it, the $900 that you're going to pay for the PS3, you might as well just buy an Xbox 360 and not have a
PS3. Because Halo 3 and the Xbox 360 wouldn't be as much as $900. It would be about maybe $450.
All right. Now let's talk a little bit about the PS3. We already said that it's going to be really expensive. It's going to be a worldwide release, correct?
Yeah, so it's going to be the same kind of release as the 360, so there might be a shortage. But with the Halo 3 coming out in the same week, you never know.
Right. And then the Blu-ray player in it, that's going to be really cool. But, I mean, you know, 23 gigabytes on one of the discs, and other things will sell for a lot, like other players. Do you think it's going to be a good deal to buy the PS3 with a Blu-ray player?
I'm not sure.
So, what do you think, this is just, it's on topic, but off topic. What do you think, I think a good release for a console or anything is where, like, everybody will get one, but there's still a lot of hype, and a bad one would be no hype, and everybody wants it still,
yeah,
for some reason.
Like, the 360, there was a lot of hype, but there was none of them. Like, for weeks and weeks at Best Buy, there was only 20 of them for maybe 300 people or more that wanted them.
Right, that wasn't good. All right, that's our edition today for San Francisco Day 1. Of the Best, Worst, Obscure. I'm going to try to get to the Mac store. I've heard it's really good. Our email address, bestworstobscure@gmail.com, and the website, bestworstobscure.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening, guys.